told Jake's not here, so it would be funny if we do a rendition of Kumbaya. What do you think, Sam?
I'm down.
What?
Just count me in, mate. A one.
A two.
A one, two, three, four.
Kumbaya, my lord.
Goose. The Magoos. The Magoos. The Magoos.
Let's jump into it. We've got a whole list of things to get through. And as we always say, you know, make sure you get on the socials and like, subscribe and all that sort of stuff. But we want to open with a little bit of self-indulgence here. Because over the last week, both you and I have decided to be pretty humorous.
Yeah, just go viral, sort of, if you will.
Like, it's a tough life, isn't it?
It can be.
Unfortunately, neither of us used the Magoo's account, so didn't quite get the traction we're after there.
Well, quite hypocritical on your behalf, because yours only came as about a couple hours before we were recording this, and mine was about 4 or 5 days ago. And what did you reply to my...
Yeah, well, I said that you should have tweeted it from the Magoo's handle.
Yeah.
Yep.
And then what did you do 4 days later? You go and get a viral tweet about the AFL from your own handle, you selfish...
Yeah. Yeah, but I feel like because I was clipping Ralphie, John Ralph, that is,
that was all
fair in love and war. So, yeah, I mean, make sure you follow us at the Magoos _. I think it is on Twitter. What's your personal Twitter, Ben? That's usually pretty funny.
I think it's just my name.
Well, just follow me at @JetLambert23.
Just my name. Okay, O1, actually.
And as those of you who watch the show on YouTube, you'll see that we're obviously going to kick things off. I'm wearing the Carlton Draft Murphy Furphy shirt.
I'm wearing
the
Brooklyn Nets jumper, which I've been a Brooklyn Nets fan since day one. Huge news coming out, MBK.
So you knock over
just signed Kyrie and KD and DeAndre Jordan as well. Huge news.
Huge news. Welcome back to the NBA show.
Yeah.
The D-League podcast. get it? It's the Magoos. So the Baggers get the job done. Basketball gags.
And ain't it about time?
Well, we won 2 weeks before this one.
And you're off the bottom of the ladder now.
Correct, mate. Well done. Move it on up. Then we play Melbourne. We play Sydney. I can see us finishing as high as 15th.
Moving up. But that's if everyone else above you continues to lose.
That's how the ladder works. That's how you rise.
Yeah.
If you win, don't.
Tell you what, and the Bombers been there teasing selves again. Just when you thought we were done, we're still probably done, but we're just giving that little sniff to our supporters, which is just... wrong.
Could be enough to keep old mate Johnny in a job.
But it's wrong at the end of the day. Stop teasing me.
It's great for everyone else though. As much as I think it'd be funny for Essendon to sack their coach, I think that I'd rather them caught in this loop that where really they're just treading water. But they're doing so you just so you put up with the social media feeds on nights like Thursday where they blitz the Giants and then but for the rest of the time, you know, like because this happens every year.
Every year.
And it's great for the neutral. And I'm not a neutral.
In saying that, you guys did beat Freo on the weekend. So on behalf of Essendon, I thank you as well because you've kept our dream alive too.
The dream's alive.
Thank you.
What we want to talk about now is interim coaches. We've got, obviously, David Teague and Reece Shaw currently getting two underperforming teams performing.
Yeah.
Are they any chance to keep their job?
Not sure about your man, Teague. I reckon that might go to someone with a little more experience, just personally.
Mm-hmm.
I think Shaw, I reckon he's great for the club there. I reckon he's just got that. He's younger, but he's got that. They're following him by the looks of things. You know, a lot of photos of him smiling. He's an old Diamond Creek boy, actually, Reece as well, which is big.
Your territory.
My territory. I think Reece Shaw might keep the job, unless, of course, you know, John Longmire is already signed behind closed doors.
Well, there was the Freudian slip of John Longmire on AFL 360, which we'll throw to now, give Cam a bit of work.
Tom Morris joins us with the news. Where do you want to start, Tom?
Let's start with John Longmire and Liam Pickering just in a couple of seconds' time. Nothing gets us talking like a Freudian slip. This is what Longmire had to say in AFL 360 a few moments ago.
We'll have to wait and see, Robbo. I'm absolutely contracted to the North, to the Sydney Swans Football Club.
And this is what Liam Pickering said regarding Buddy Franklin 6 years ago.
At the moment, you know, the only offer I've been dealing with is the Hawks one. Sorry.
And of course, Liam Pickering is John Longmire's manager. This could light up. If Longmire goes to North Melbourne, that will be replayed for years to come.
And so, yeah, it's very interesting there, isn't it? I think that he is just setting himself up brilliantly, old mate Johnny Longmire, because I think either way, he's getting a 4 or 5 year deal from worth more than he's on now either Sydney to extend and stay, or from North to go down there and you know, take the reins there.
I think either way, good on him, because not many head coaches have the luxury of being wanted whilst in contract.
It's one of those jobs, isn't it? You know, I would suggest that probably 99% of them end by getting sacked. So you've got to make hay while the sun shines, and I still think that he'll probably head there, John Longmire, while Brad Scott will probably end up at Carlton still.
I'm still going.
$4 on Sportsbet. Gamble responsibly. Don't use Sportsbet, actually.
And don't use Sportsbet.
If you are having a bet, of course. But, yeah, John Longmire, very, very interesting.
It's huge.
It's huge. Huge news. Huge slip-up, too, as we heard, thanks to Cam's editing genius. The Pies. Now, I wouldn't mind hearing from our footy analyst, producer Jack, who's back behind the mic, as we just heard before. What's going on down there at the Holden Centre, Jackie boy?
Not too sure. It looks like the wheels are falling off a little bit.
Is it just a mid-season slump though, lads, or do we feel like might be starting to unravel? The injuries might catch up with them, because they are a shadow of themselves at the moment.
Well, there was a package of them just shying away from the contest and looking absolutely soft.
Saw old mate Pig Greenwood. That was not pleasant.
The old one-arm tackles.
He's definitely not the best Levi in the comp, is he?
No, Levi
jeans.
I think you put that question out to just in general. I think as a mid-season, just a couple of games. I would have nothing to worry about if I'm Collingwood. Huge game this week, which we are going to throw to, so we won't touch on it too much.
Yes, we won't. But they are missing key personnel,
and they were most of last year, and they made the grand final.
True. Yeah, but that's the thing. So if they're not, you know, last year they were obviously up and about. Maybe this year it is catching up with them a bit more. And if they can't get their best side on the park, you know, the sleeping giants of, you know, your Richmonds of the world, they might just be starting to tick over.
It's hard. Yeah, it's
catch them
hard to get there twice.
I'm still happy to be West Coast at the moment.
Me too. Called at the start of the year before round
good
one.
Stuff. Yeah. That's brave. Calling the premier of the year before is
something brave. Yes. Yeah.
Big calls.
It was heroic.
Who do you think will win the NBA title next year? Then where are you going?
Geez, well, if this drops before Kawhi signs with LA Lakers, that is. I still don't know if LA Lakers will win it, but who knows? Maybe Brooklyn. No, Brooklyn won't.
Brooklyn won't.
No,
he's not the man.
No.
And then, of course, another weekend, another goal review. We're working on a bit of a parody song for that, which should be funny. If that ever comes out, it won't.
we're working on a parody.
Working on a parody song. Goal review. A lot of people say get rid of it, but you can't get rid of it. You can't possibly get rid of it.
Well, you can, but you shouldn't.
Like, why would you get rid of it? So
it's not like the AFL
works.
Could go back on something.
Yeah,
so.
But so, you know, Jared Waitley's calling for it to be scrapped altogether. Well, that doesn't make any sense because...
Oh, well, let's listen to everything Jared Waitley says.
No, I'm just explaining a point of view. I didn't say it was correct because I just said it didn't make any sense.
Yeah. You can't get rid of it.
No, you can't get rid of it because it does work.
Yeah.
Like, it's just the ones that... And then, I mean, Stephen Hawking doesn't help coming out and saying, well, no, that wasn't touched. Well, it was.
As an Essendon supporter, thank you, Steve. I reckon it was correct.
I'll tell you, old mate Rachel gets shitty at me for saying, well, you know, it was touch, you didn't really win. She cracked the...
Well, we won by a point if you do the math correctly, Jake. So
just because I said I thought it was touch doesn't mean that.
No, know, but we won by a goal, and if it was touch, we win by a point. Right? Yeah. So it's still a win.
How much did you win by?
6 points. Look it up. Thank you very much.
And just quickly, next we've argument. Actually is that right? 6 points, there you go. Takeaway. Yeah, it's fair.
plus, we locked it in our half the whole of the last quarter, so we could have won by more.
Yeah, you really dominated that.
We really
last
did.
Quarter,
so, just saying. But,
outside
Manchester got the rubber of the green this season, because there's a couple of times it hasn't gone our way. I mean, someone's climbing up a half a post. You don't need a goal review to see that.
It's fair.
So, Moving on.
We've actually risen up one ranking too in the AFL Funny Podcast charts.
Have heard about this.
Fortunately for us and anyone who wants to jump on as a sponsor, we don't endorse any of that sort of content. But a couple of ex-AFL boys finding themselves in a little bit of hot water and losing some pretty lucrative deals in the process. So we're more than happy to... Just before we wrap up segment one, we'll put a shout out to any potential sponsors who want to tie themselves to our bandwagon as we're going from strength to strength.
That's why I said we should never go for sponsorship. If anyone's out there, we don't want you because 2 weeks from now, we might get canned. He's just given the cut early. Can we get a cut?
No, I was just saying, that's the reason why.
We don't have any sponsors.
Because
unfortunate, but...
Well, reap what you sow. Let's get into the conference call.
Fuck.
Benny, we're back to one of my favourite segments, the conference Game of the Week conference call.
Is it allowed to be mine as well?
Yeah, but if it's yours, it won't be mine. We've discussed this.
We'll give it to yours then.
Yeah, but I like all the segments, so you have to bring your own to the table for you to get
Like this one.
My idea. This one. So we've actually gone for the Friday night blockbuster, the two big Melbourne teams, or one big Melbourne team in Hawthorn. Collingwood and the Hawks, the Battle of the Birds, it's commonly referred to, I guess, as they are the Swans and the Eagles.
There's a few birds getting around.
There's plenty of birds getting around.
Couple AFL team names as well.
Port Douglas Pelicans as well, they're involved. But we have got Matthew, who is a Collingwood fan, and Jack, who is representing the Hawks. Gentlemen, thanks for joining us.
Thanks for having us on, boys.
Buffalo Lambo, how are we?
Okay, let's not use nicknames. They can be traceable.
I don't know you. I don't know either of you.
Yeah, you just ran callers into the show.
You wouldn't know who our colloquial
No dirty names. Jokes are all. Yes. We're trying to stay online.
Great. Good. Radio silence. So we will... We'll go to you first, Matt. The Pies have been in a little bit of a slump. Can you see them resurrecting that, getting themselves back to their winning ways this Friday night?
Well, thankfully, due to some birthday celebrations, Jake, I actually missed the entire game Saturday night. So from all reports, it was quite a good one to miss, and I haven't gone back through the footage to watch it. But I think alarmingly for the Hawks, they're going to get us on the rebound, and Clarko in recent weeks has decided to start tanking by having his best defender in Sicily play forward. So it's going to stay pretty confident for Friday night.
Oh, and speaking of slumps, Jack, your team's been in a slump most of the season. How do you guys reckon you'll go?
I've got to be honest, Jess. I've been watching a lot of Stewie Jew's third quarter of the 08 granny this year.
Haven't we all?
But I think Clarko can pull off anything.
Well, we should get him around here.
Jack, are you one of the... See, this is how old mate Dane Swan and Scott Cummings got you out. So, Jack, back to more pressing football matters rather than whatever Ben's trying to achieve with that. Are you one of the tens of thousands of Hawthorn supporters that have just stopped going to the footy after half a season of mediocrity?
Look, I have been to a few games this year and the crowd performances have been disappointing, but they're throwing us on a Sunday and I'm sick of it. No one wants to go to the footy on a Sunday. We've all got better things to do.
That's true. Jake goes on most Sundays to Carlton games, so...
I do.
But you're a real supporter.
He's a better supporter than I. Yeah. That's going real well for us.
Yeah, perfect. So, Friday night, so there has to be a big crowd there. Huge. Collingwood v Hawthorn. Two massive Melbourne clubs. How many are we going to get there? Both you lads will be going along, surely, as diehard supporters of your own specific teams.
I'll be honest, I won't be there. I'm heading down to the beach for the weekend.
Yeah.
So,
sounds like a cop out.
Yeah, no, there's a bit of a cop out, but no, unfortunately, I won't be there because I'm not confident we're going to win either.
So, lads, what we have here is another Hawthorn supporter who's whining about the Sunday games and then gets a Friday night opportunity against a second on a ladder Collingwood and has better things to do. So they've jumped off the bandwagon very, very quickly. I reckon there'll be 75,000 there to witness a 5-goal Collingwood win, I think.
Oh, well said.
Ooh, very, very succinct too, yeah, Matt. It almost sounds like you've been on the line for a while and you've had a lot of time to practice that.
I would have thought so.
And Jack, just one more Hawthorn based question before we get your game prediction. Clarko be there next year, what do you reckon?
Oh, very good question, boys. And I think if someone threw the money at him, he'd be silly not to take it. He's had a very good run with the Hawks, but it could be time for a restart.
Wow, there you go.
I like Jack, that response.
Jack, the down-to-earth Hawthorn fan, hasn't been to the footy in 2 years, but he's a very reasonable sort of guy. Loved 2013, 14 and 15, his greatest times.
Exactly.
As a young man, 2008 was just a sign of things to come, and now he's happy to clear house. Clarko can leave and Ruffy will be gone, and they'll bear no resemblance to the except for Luke Bruce. Yeah. Bear no resemblance.
You can't get caught up in the past, boys. On to bigger and better things.
Jake doesn't shut up about 95. So I totally agree with you there, Jack.
Don't wink at me ever. all right, lads. So, well, Jack, just before we let you both go, you might as well give us a prediction too. Matt's gone the Pies in a comfortable 5-goal win. What do you reckon?
Look, I think, I'll be honest, it could be a lot worse than that. I can see us losing by 10 to Collingwood. I feel like they'll be a bit angry and Hawthorn are just... I think we're almost in tank mode, let's be honest.
Wow. Oh. Well, there you go. We might finish 15th after all the baggers.
Yeah.
Well, there you go. Meant to be game of the week conference call. Looks like it's going to be Collingwood in a landslide, lads. Thank you very much for joining the Magoos podcast. Make sure you share it amongst your immediate networks, won't you, please?
Yeah, absolutely.
Well, Spotify.
the accounting world will be very excited to hear about it.
Fantastic. What a time, gentlemen. Thank you very much for joining us for the Game of the Week conference call. Looks like it'll be an easy win to the Pies. Cheers, lads.
Thanks for having us. Thanks, see you, boys.
Ben, we're working through another brilliant episode of the Magoos so far. We have our trusty old producer, Jack.
Jack, you forgot his name for a second there.
Well, I almost forgot his name because I don't see him much anymore.
Yeah, that's a good call.
That's a fair call. It's been a while. How have you been?
Fine.
Yep. Cool.
Don't really care who you are.
I'll be good. Thanks.
Not important. Yeah, none of that is important
that
except for me.
On this show.
Jack, my favourite segment, the three-man weave.
Quick hands.
You've got, we'll get sued. You've got the topics that Cam prepared, who is almost the executive producer of this show.
I'd say is.
Is. Yeah, but I mean, it's all about seniority, isn't it? It's like on IMDb, it comes up as the episodes worked, actually. Yeah, you're not the executive producer.
No, not at all.
Yeah.
Just along for the ride.
Jack, what do you got for us? Three-man weave.
We'll start off with Sydney Stack. Is he making a genuine run for the rising star?
Yeah, he's a really good player.
He's a really good player.
I hope he wins it. The rising star award's a bit of a poison chalice.
Do you reckon? Andy McGrath's had a pretty good season so far.
Yeah, but he's no Sam Walsh, is he?
Oh, that's not your... Yeah, that can't be
I just think the award itself is never, like...
This is not the angle I thought when someone else took...
Sydney Stack's a really good player.
Let's be honest. Like, he's only just starting to play okay footy, Sydney Stack. He kicked 4 on the weekend and a nice mark. But one, like... It's only been a couple of games that
he's a genuine threat to Sam Walsh, and if he wins it, good on him. But I think I know who I'd rather have moving forward in a midfield than, and Cam's giving me the eyes over there. Richmond, you know. Well, it's fine for Richmond supporters because they've got a deep midfield full of seasoned players.
I thought Carlton, the question was about Sydney Stack and nothing to do with Carlton, but here we are.
Do I have to rein him in?
No, executive producer would do.
Yes.
What do you think, Jack? You're involved.
Me? I think there's some pretty good other nominations out there, like Jordan
Mason
Clark
Redman
from Geelong that hasn't had a pre-season yet, and he's absolutely killing it.
Never heard of him either. Mason Redman.
Well, he just got the nomination, but you can't call me out for being biased and then let him get away with that.
Yeah,
but I want to.
I'm the executive producer.
But if you look at him, he doesn't care because you care. It's easier to just be like to sort of.
Next topic.
Chris Scott and Jenkins had some pretty strong comments during the week about the grand final always being at the G. Do you think it should always be played at the G?
Reminders, what year have they signed till?
It's 2057.
Yeah, 40.
Another 38 years.
That part bugs me. It's just like no matter what happens in the next 50 years, AFL the way they're going, it won't actually be a league in 50 years. So don't worry about that.
You know what will happen is that in July, for the next 40 odd years, whatever it is, when the content starts to run dry, it'll be, should we be playing? Oh, we had this exact same discussion last year, I'm pretty sure, to the day.
I reckon we did.
And it's just part of the media cycle that goes round and round, and it's tiresome because it'll always be played at the G.
Period.
Period.
I like that it should be up for debate.
Okay, we'll go play it at Giant Stadium then. See, so you go. Get 35,000 Western Sydney people.
I didn't say play it at the Giant Stadium, but, okay, you know.
Things where get, would you like to play it?
Things get
down
built
at Cattery?
Things get built. Yes,
Mars Stadium. Not. Shush, Mars Stadium.
Keep going. There's one that trumps all those. That's actually probably can hold quite a number.
Tassie?
If you join them together, maybe. Hobart and Launceston.
Optus.
Yes.
Yeah, but please.
Well, what?
You can't bang on about having home ground advantage and then want home ground advantage. Like, it has to be a neutral ground if you...
Yeah, well, I totally agree with that point, because the MCG is actually neutral ground now. It's not anybody's, like, Richmond made it their fortress in 2017.
How many people are they going to get to the Derby, have you said, this weekend? Are they going to get...
90,000.
90? What, does can that they stadium get 90? Hold 90?
Hold 70 or something.
Well, they're going to be sitting on the roof.
I think it holds 70, I think.
Okay,
like
well,
that.
Then you just built a new stadium. It's not big enough to trump the grand final stadium, so...
But this is from the perspective of corporateness, right? This is actually what you're talking about.
You say corporateness?
Corporateness. Look it up.
It's a word.
Don't look it up. You'll be looking all day.
No, I just looked it up. It's a word.
Thanks, Jack.
No, there's your dictionary.
This is all about corporate. That's all it is. It doesn't matter about stadium size. It matters about atmosphere and how many people were loving the actual going of the footy. Those the same amount of people
still
watch it.
That's not corporateness. That's the opposite to corporate.
The MCG, they sell more tickets, yes, but who do they sell them to? They sell them to suits.
Yeah, but it doesn't matter. But it's all even bottom go line.
And they're all in suits.
The AFL aren't going to change getting 100,000.
By the way, I actually wanted to stay at the G as well. I just see the argument. I can see both sides, and I think it's up for discussion. I don't think that it's just like MCG. That's it, because that's the VFL. There's no AFL anymore. We shut out every other state. We always have.
Good.
Have you looked at the flag count? Essendon, Carlton, 16, they don't actually even take into consideration the Port Adelaide's won like 50-something flags when they were in the SANFL.
Two-team comp.
I tell you what bullshit as well about Optus, their fences.
They really
see their fence line?
It's high.
Yeah, there's no engagement there. How are you supposed to have like a kick on the ground after? Break your ankles.
Well, no one's... That's
sure
not in anyone's concern.
To the ground somewhere, don't they?
Yeah. So it just really shits me. I don't know how the players get on the ground.
Win. I think it should stay at the G, but I think 40 years is extreme, that's all.
Okay, helicopter. Jack, this is taking a long time.
Yes, it is. Complete 180. Stephen May was caught giving out sprays at half-time to Frost, was it?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, like in the bottle, just a couple of those, or...?
No, verbal spray, mate. Come on.
Stephen May is in no position, is he?
Why not?
I don't know.
I'm probably just this caught drinking skewies.
Oh,
eating
couple
rehab.
Skewies.
Couple of skewies.
A few skewies.
I was going to say skewies, and then I was like, nah, say skewies.
Yeah. A beer legend over there, lads. Strap yourselves.
Hang on a minute. I skewed,
you know, we're in Byron Bay.
You're whilst in rehab. There's a
Let's
difference.
Not worry about that. Let's talk
what
about...
What actually happened?
No, that...
To Stephen May.
He was holding Frost to account. I loved it. I thought it was perfect.
Yeah, no, you want that in your team. I miss Brendan Goddard after
that. But it went on for like a long while.
It did, but I
but you don't know what they were talking about after the spray. It might have been verbally loud still, but said, what are you doing this weekend? We don't know the facts. That's all I'm saying.
I think the admission from Frost was that Frost overreacted to a piece of direct feedback that he wasn't...
And
he hadn't fallen into line.
And then Stephen May overreacted to a piece of direct feedback and so on and so forth. Yes.
Is it ironic that it is frosty in May?
Yes. No, yes. Yeah.
Heavens forbid.
Riddle me that, executive producer.
That's actually the answer I've got on the sheet. Well done, Ben. 1 point.
Thank you.
Like
I'm at 1-0 for the season.
Will Hipwood be the best key forward in the comp in 4 years?
He could be.
Could be. Charlie territory, though.
Oh, God. In 4 years' time, the grand final is still going to be at the G, so probably not Hipwood.
It'll be at Etihad on a Tuesday afternoon.
Marvel, mate.
Oh, 6-1. No, you're right. I should have called it Marvel.
He has every opportunity.
Have you guys seen the big four hammer out the front of Marvel?
Yes.
It's massive. Yeah.
That's not a three-man win.
No, it's not.
It's massive. I think Thor himself put it there.
You know what I loved about his game on the weekend after he kicked that first to get him going?
What?
He stayed on. He didn't go off like most forwards do after
part of the rotation. So what I'm sort of wanting to bring up now is that Cam loves the into the future calls on these rundowns. He always comes out as a, last week he said, is Nick Blakey going to be top two in the comp in 2 years? Like he loves putting
just answer the question, Jack.
he just loves putting little time frames and
Jake, you're diverting right now. Will Hipwood be the best forward in 4 years' time?
No, Charlie Kerno will be.
Okay, well I think neither. I think that's still Kennedy's in 4 years.
Josh Kennedy in 4 years. Isn't he like 33?
Yeah, he's a key forward, mate. You'll just keep plodding along.
Like 39. Cameron
is short. What is wrong with this? Cameron keep going, Jack.
By the end of this year.
You wait till Joey gets up and running.
Jamie
eventually.
Into another big unit?
Into another big unit. Majak Dor, is it the greatest story of the season if he comes back and plays football?
One off?
Yeah. Huge.
Huge.
Huge for the man.
Yeah. I'm just trying to think of other stories, but it's definitely up there.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah. Worst fault keeping his job's probably out there.
Jeez. And Richo. Wow. Oh, and this one's very heavily Cam as well to round off the Cam.
Will the grand final be the MCG?
We've got to start looking over these. Jeez, can we play the grand final at Punt Road if Richmond
in 2083?
Drinking skewies.
I thought you were going to read it out. I was
going to
be able to stitch you up.
You're joking. Go across to the Royal at half time.
I'll tell the listeners what it is. Are the Tigers the biggest premiership threat?
Absolutely.
But from 10th.
Absolutely not.
No,
they're not. You know who are the teams in the top four?
Not a chance.
So here's a list of teams that are more of a threat than them.
Not an absolute chance.
Geelong, West Coast, Collingwood, GWS. These are all teams that are entrenched in the top four, or the top eight at least.
Brisbane?
No.
Threat?
They're the four I'll have ahead of Richmond. So they're not the biggest premiership threat.
No. I'd chuck Adelaide in front of him as well while we're there.
Nah,
he asked it and it's turned back on you. Jack, good work with your three-man weave.
Thanks. It was great to be here.
I mean,
thanks for having me.
I'd love to say see you next week, but it's obviously no certainty. Mm. So we'll see you when we're looking
pending.
At you.
Just let us know in advance.
All right, Benny, about to wrap up our round 16 show. It's been a hoot as always. That conference call, I tell you, gets better every week, doesn't it? We've actually got some pretty cool games this week.
How cool, Jake?
That's enough. Is it the footy?
The audience members on this show. Yeah.
You can't too keep shouting out. We've got what's nice about this week. It's a little bit of a mini rivalry round, isn't it? You got the showdown, the derby.
This is why I can't get it wrong this time because they're both playing. Remember last
time? Correct. Yeah, you got it wrong. Kept calling them the opposite one. But Adelaide, Port Adelaide, 6v9. That is a big game.
Huge. I'm going for Adelaide. I go for anyone who can push Essendon up at this stage. Just thought I'd let you know that.
So you'll be going for the Eagles then, who are third, facing the 8th place Dockers.
Correct.
Love it when those games have got heaps on the line. Like they always, the form lines sort of go out the window. It's one of those games. But love it when they're both, you know, around that top 8, top 4.
Hasn't happened for a while for both. Like all four teams either. One's usually been pretty down there, but this year we've got four.
And then
four.
To close the round, 4th vs. 5th, GWS Brisbane. That should be a high-paced, high-scoring game if the weather permits up in Sydney, which should be good to watch.
Yeah, I reckon GWS might make a comeback after last week. I reckon I get the feeling they might pants Brisbane.
Well, that'd be big. That would be big.
Is that the coolest game out of all of them?
No, mate. It gets cooler. Jack, any games in Tassie this weekend?
Call me when you go viral on Twitter because you can't damage my.
But there's a bit of traction happening on the ladder at the moment. I think that top four, as you're saying, is pretty cemented. But everything's happening outside.
Well, the Giants could be out of the top four if they drop this game to Brisbane, but
they won't.
You said they won't, so. That's just about us, I think, lads, here for the round 16 episode of The Magoo. Thanks everybody for tuning in. Make sure you like, share, subscribe, rate us. We're on Spotify too, which you didn't know how it happened, and then you messaged us as soon as we left saying, oh, that's right, that was me.
Yeah.
Of course it was.
The executive producer.
Yes. Thanks to Cam and Jack. Oh, Jack's actually got something before we go.
No, I don't. No, I just heard my name and I'm going
to... We didn't say name, I said executive producer. I was talking about me.
Oh, okay.
That's
fair.
Yeah. On Spotify. Did you know we're on Spotify, Jack?
Yeah. You mentioned it the other day, and I was like, ooh, we're on Spotify.
Yeah.
For our listeners out there, we're on Spotify.
And that's all from Jack.
That might just about do us. It would almost be fitting to give him the last word, but we won't.
Getting a sticky.
Studio audience have been great. Thanks for tuning in, my good viewers, and it's Turn In Anarchy here. We'll see you next week.